ball hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
What do we got?
Travis.
Hey, Brett and Faith, it's Travis again from the Thin Ice Podcast.
Yes.
I actually just went back and listened to the episode Monkey Cell. When my computer downloaded that the first time, it somehow had another podcast, one of your guys' podcasts, on there, and it wasn't actually Monkey Cell until Ski Daddy told me.
Yes.
I went back and I listened to Young Earth versus Old Earth.
Yes.
And this is in reference to the creation that you guys are talking about.
Right.
Regardless of what my opinion is, although
I'm talking to him like he's listening,
pretty much in line with the way that you guys are talking.
Well, then good, and then we're all.
I got
capiche.
Really perturbed listening to John Ankerberg.
Good, it wasn't me.
He was totally in the bag for Kaiser. I mean, he was just disrespectful
yes.
to Ken Ham. I just
now what he's talking about is that this. I released this show called New Earth versus Old Earth, and it was a debate between Ken Ham and this other guy. He just said, "Well, the point is that the moderator." In this show, in this recording,
mm-hmm.
was so obviously slanted
so biased, yeah.
for Old Earth
mm-hmm.
that it was unbelievable. But the reason why I went ahead and released it is because I'm kind of slanted the other way,
right? And
Ken Ham did such a really good job of defending the
position.
He
didn't let it get to him.
So I just thought it even added strength mm-hmm. to the New Earth. The
when you
new
have the
young Earth,
when you have the correct, in my opinion, argument, then it just stands on its own, right?
Right. That's what I think. Yes, Skeeter. Yeah, I know. You have to use the other remote. Use the other remote.
It has been just
fine. We're in the middle of podcasting.
Bye.
Bye.
Really got irked listening to that. So I got mad and I wrote an email. It was a very respectful email. I wrote an email to John Ankerberg's Facebook page, told him the way I felt. I got a response from his staff that said that they have a mutual respect for each other, but I haven't gotten... They said they'd pass the note along to John, and I have not gotten a response to that yet, but boy, that irked me. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but you know, it's already a pretty sensitive subject, but I just felt like he really disrespected Ken Ham and his co-worker from Answers in Genesis. I really just, that got under my skin. And then I realized that John Ankerberg goes to my church, so that was kind of funny.
really?
He still goes there or not. Anyway, on that episode, you also mentioned,
yes.
Faith had mentioned coming to Chattanooga. I don't know if you guys were aware of this or not, but that's where I'm from.
Maybe
sorry. You already knew that and were just joking around.
Wow.
I thought of something else. Totally unrelated.
Like we would go to Chattanooga. What are you laughing at?
I'm not.
And then he says, that's where I'm from. Oh, never mind. It's not funny anymore. What on earth?
I didn't mean it like that. It was totally
that's the way
unrelated.
It sounded.
It was totally unrelated. Sorry.
I never feel like coming up that
delirious moment there
to you guys.
Thank you.
With us or you know have a cookout or something. You can get free food
Absolutely.
Up here.
Free food
and,
in Chattanooga.
I'm really interested in the evolutionary thing. Dayton, Tennessee is about 35 minutes away and you
uh-huh.
can go back to where the Scopes trial was held.
Wow. Cool.
And I guess that's it for now. You guys have a good day. Bye.
All right. Hey, we got a place to stay in Tennessee.
The monkey trial.
Good
Do
to
you know.
Know
that was lost or what? No. Yeah, well, doesn't matter. So
it was lost.
Yeah, we listen to those three. Here we go.
Hey, Brad, it's John. I see
hey,
you
John.
Finally changed your outgoing message there on your voicemail line.
Yeah, I figured out how to do it. I'm a genius. Because if you call the show now,
uh-huh.
you get an actual, like it says, you're calling the two blonde squirrels, where before it just said, this is K7 or whatever.
So. You actually put our name out there?
Yeah.
If they know they actually are calling the right place.
And if you would like to participate in the show and have Faith laugh at you in your face.
Well, I didn't laugh at him.
For calling in. You can do so at 206. He's offering us free food and board.
I'm not laughing at him.
And you were making fun of his place of residence.
Well, no, it wasn't that at all.
Laughing at the thought that we would be there.
No, I was laughing because we didn't even go that route get there.
We went the southern route.
We didn't go that route. So then I was laughing at myself because I thought he was going to say, "What on earth are you going that way to get to Florida?" But I mean, you can get that way.
Right.
But I was laughing at myself because I was thinking how stupid I was that I would go that way. But never mind.
So if you would like to call in and have Faith do that, whatever she just did, 206-350-6956. And you can also participate in the Two Blind Squirrels. All right, onward with Jesus Geek. JesusGeek.info, by the way.
And congratulations on that.
You're welcome.
Finally figured it out.
I know.
You've arrived, so to speak. Anyway.
There you go.
I haven't left you a voicemail in a while.
I know.
I've been wondering about that. Back. What happened to him?
He's mad at us.
He's not mad at us.
Oh, yeah. They're all mad at us.
Okay.
It's because of the penis show.
Yeah. They can't take it anymore.
I don't want to be associated with this anymore.
It's not a bad word.
I just want to say I'm glad you had a good time on vacation and everything.
Thank you. We did. We had a good time. Yes?
As much as I enjoy you and Faith having your conversations and podcasting.
He's climbing stairs.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But you remember when you were a kid?
Yes.
And your uncle went on vacation, and when he came back,
my uncle,
he had the big old ektachrome slide projector, and he was showing you all the slides.
You know what he's saying? He's saying we bored him. That's what he's saying. We bored him, because you know why?
Why?
Because my dad used to go on mission trips, and he would take his camera, and then he would get him all the pictures made into slides, and he'd go downstairs, and he'd get the little slide screen, and he'd bring it up the stairs, and he'd set it up, and then he'd put the slide projector up there, and he'd do it. And he'd
I got it when he said it.
Click, 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 and I would be like,
yes, I understood it when John said it.
I'm gonna die. He is saying that we bored him with our stories. That's what he's saying.
It's a podcast. You can fast forward. We had nothing. We had been on vacation for 12 days, but there's nothing else for us to talk about.
Yeah, we were in a car.
What do you want?
I tried to keep you up to date on the mile marker. I tried to keep you up to date on the mile marker.
I nearly ran out of gas. That was exciting.
We have fun family vacations.
Come on. Give me a break. They can't all be gold.
Yeah.
We have to have a baseline, a boring show,
right,
so that when we do something good,
it
sticks
really
out.
That's right. It's really good.
Right.
Because that's not the norm.
John, we put out a daily show, dude. Daily. Good grief.
Our lives aren't exciting enough to do a daily show. That's what I've decided.
So this is what you get.
You get this.
Slide shots from Disney World for 6 hours.
That's right.
We took like 300 photographs. Would you like for us to share those?
I did not, because I don't take that many pictures. I only took about maybe 50.
No, there were about 200.
No, there were not.
From vacation?
No.
Ooh, I think so.
Nuh-uh. Oh, that was the Disney people who took that many pictures,
well,
not
I meant
me.
All together. I meant by
I didn't take them. The PhotoPass people took them.
My phone.
But don't start Disney telling him these things, because then we're going to bore him again. He doesn't want to know about this stuff.
That's right. Sorry.
Is he done talking?
No more Disney talk. No, he's not done. He's got 19 more seconds.
He's just jealous because it would cost him $8 million to take his family to Disney World.
His family will never see Disney World. Son, you want to see Disney World? You need to go get a job.
That's right. Be all you can be, man.
That's right. Get a scholarship. You know, they should. They should apply for a scholarship to Disney World.
They should. They could be like one of those like America's Family Home Makeover things.
I think if you got over 12 kids, you can get a good discount.
I would think. Like 20% for each kid. I mean, man, by the end of the, they'd be free.
There you go.
Well, that's kind of what this felt like. I mean, funny stories. That's good stuff.
Evidently not.
I'm glad you stopped at three, because I was about to go nuts, because you were getting the stories without the pictures.
Oh.
So that's even worse. So, anyway. Pictures, good job.
You don't want to see pictures of my broken toe.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Okay, bye. Thanks, JesusGeek.info. By the way, we support Jesus Geek.
And I'm glad that you called back, because I was beginning to get a complex. Because you were calling Dave and Jen, and I,
No, can't call Dave and Jen and not call us.
No.
That's bad manners. sorry. So, by the way, I support JesusGeek.info and his quest for water for gold. Life.
Oh. He's looking
quest for gold. What are you just purposely sabotaging the show? Just, I'm trying to truck along and you're shooting torpedoes at me. No, go ahead. It's all yours now.
I'm going to make my little cube over here.
You've destroyed the show. Continue now. Anyway, so please check out Water for Life at JesusGeek.info.
Do that.
Also, there are many different things you can do. One of the things you can do is that you can call the Snarky Avenger.
What's a snarky?
It's a person with an attitude.
Snarky?
Yes.
Where'd that come from?
When you're, it's a word. When it you're is? Snarky, yes.
Is it in your mom's little dictionary thing she has?
Probably. Let's not get into that. All right, so moving along.
I need one of those things.
You don't either. Digital dictionary that you carry around with
you. It's very handy to know if the word's real or not.
Hey, Brad. Sorry, Faith. This is Kitch421 from the forums and Twitter. It's the June 18th, about 1:45, not that that matters.
By the way, kid, this is Kitch.
Kitch's
wife got a job.
She did. Yay! Where? What?
Working for a faith-based organization.
Is she doing web design? Yes. Yay, her! Yay! Kitch's wife.
Wait, yay, Kidge's wife.
I just finished listening to the latest episode earlier this morning. Brad had mentioned stuff about free will and all that sort of stuff.
I went off.
One possible question, I guess, about that.
Yeah.
Brad doesn't believe in free will to a point.
What?
Because, you know, if you can't necessarily intend yourself to follow, you know, the law and scripture and all that sort of stuff as you're supposed to, because that's where grace and mercy comes in. But when it comes down to free will, you can't, like you said, you can't make yourself do something, but where does discipline fall into that?
Absolutely.
Can't you make yourself do it if you have enough discipline to do it? The ability to say, I'm going to wake up at 6:30 every morning or something like that. Can't will yourself to do that, but if you have the discipline to set your alarm and actually wake up, then yes, you can. So what are your thoughts? And again, sorry, Faith. Bye.
You don't want to know my opinion?
What's your opinion?
That's fine.
Helen, what does it matter?
What is going on?
Is it bleeding? Do your fingers work? You were acting like a dog and jumped off the couch.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you're going to talk, come over here and speak into the microphone, please, so I can hear you and everybody else can hear you, and it's not just dead air. Because we're in the middle of a show. I don't know if you know, we podcast on this family.
I know.
Okay, speak.
So
what are you doing?
I was jumping off that little thing by the chair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a dog, and my hand got stuck under, and it started to hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm here.
It'll be fine. Kiss it.
Mm, I'll kiss it and make it better.
We'll be done in just a minute.
Okay.
Go on.
All right.
Okay.
See you. We'll fix it later. She must be feeling a little needy tonight.
I guess so. I don't know. Good grief.
Sorry about that, everybody.
I don't do needy.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not like her either.
So. Your neediness irritates me.
Your neediness irritates me. What a genius quote from Faith McFadden.
I mean, I have no issues with you know, I don't, it, never mind, it doesn't matter.
So free will versus discipline. Discipline, there's secular discipline, where you discipline yourself to run a marathon, and
right.
You can be an atheist and do that.
Right.
So, of course, discipline exists, but that has nothing to do with...
What is the...
spiritual, what we're talking about here is spiritual free will. In other words, the will to save yourself. Having free will implies that you have the free choice, therefore, to save yourself, to go into the Bible, read the Bible, and say, I'm going to be a Christian, I believe this, and I'm going to be a Christian, without the grace of God, without
right.
the faith of God,
without
His faith being given to you, you can't do it.
Right.
And, you know, that's what the Jews, that's why the law was given, to prove you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
So there is discipline, and you can discipline yourself and train your body to do
discipline
things,
means.
But that is a secular disciplineism. It is not a spiritual discipline.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can do yoga and stuff like that, but it doesn't create in you salvation,
right,
or justification.
Which is what we were talking about.
Right.
I have the discipline to exercise every day, but that doesn't get
and
me
just,
to heaven.
And just like and just like when I say I don't believe in free will, it doesn't mean that I don't believe that people have choices.
Right, I guess, because they
are responsible
do.
For
and
their
we make
own
choices.
Choices
all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
However,
they don't get us to heaven.
Well, right.
Oh, you can't get to heaven.
On a roller skate.
You can't get to heaven.
On a roller skate.
No, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. Oh, but on free will.
I don't know anything that rhymes
okay,
with free will.
Okay, sorry.
But what was my point? Free will, yes. I don't believe in free will. But I do believe that we make choices and have choices. But I don't believe in free will in that we choose to... We don't choose to be saved. What we do is we can accept salvation. And that's the difference.
Yes.
We can accept salvation. We have, I think, and from what I gather from the Bible, is that we have the ability to reject God's call, okay? His
mm-hmm.
effectual call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his call is effectual in that it can save us. And he does have a call to all mankind. And that call comes to mankind through the preaching of the word, through the gospel. And we are all responsible for that. But... And he works through us as Christians to initiate that call. But that call can be accepted or rejected. And that is not free. I don't think that qualifies as free will, because I think when people talk about free will, Arminians talk about free will, is that they choose to be associated with God, or they choose not to be associated with God.
Okay.
And that's a little different.
Okay. Wrap it up, would you?
We got two more calls.
No, look at it's like 35 minutes or something.
Oh yeah,
atrocious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not talking; they are.
Yes, this is Christina Haberland. I'm Lewis Haberland's wife. I'm from Emporia, Kansas.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble now.
Emporia, Kansas.
Emporia, Kansas.
Don't we go through there? Isn't that like somewhere on our way?
Nope.
Emporia, are you sure?
Yep. I don't know. Is it on 35?
I think. Is it?
I don't
is Emporia, Kansas on 35 somewhere around there? I swear I've seen
now
the sign.
My husband thinks he's the emperor of Kansas. No, seriously. I understand you're wanting cheesy songs from 1970s. And, of course, I had to call and give you a list because my husband doesn't have much of a voice today. After lack of his... Yeah, anyway, he has a sore throat.
Okay.
But here's the songs I came up with you, or for you.
Okay.
The
okay.
first one is either YMCA, Macho Man, or In the Navy by the Village People.
Okay, anything by the Village People.
Anything by them
okay.
is cheesy.
Okay, gotcha.
Next I have Kung Fu Fighting.
I forgot about that.
The Streak by Ray Stevens. Feelings by Morris.
Okay, you can't.
They called him the Streak.
Yeah, you can't. No, but you can't use Ray Stevens because he was intentionally doing cheese.
He did it on purpose.
Right,
yeah.
right. The Kung Fu Fighting.
The Day the Squirrel Went Berserk. In the
now that's
New
a
First
good...
Baptist Church, little old town of Pascagoula.
Didn't I just say you couldn't do the Ray Stevens
sorry.
One? I think I said.
And they called him the Streak. Sorry. Kung Fu Fighting. Okay, are you going to find the song so I don't have to sing it? YMCA. I'll bring Helen in here. She knows all the actions. Do the YMCA.
Hey. Oh, brother.
What?
What did I get myself into?
Well, you're the one who kept doing the calls.
So the Emperor of Kansas... is too good to call us now because we promoted him to emperor.
Yes,
so now he's got his wife calling. Next he'll have his minions calling. His kids or something. Emporia, Kansas is between Wichita
everybody
and
was kung fu fighting.
Kansas City.
I knew I'd see
so
it.
Yes, we go through it.
Mm-hmm.
We will be going through Emporia, Kansas next week or 2 weeks from now.
A week. No, next week this time.
Oh, really?
Yes, we'll be driving at this time.
Wow. We'll wave at Lewis.
Hi, Emperor. Or should we bow? Maybe you're supposed to bow to the emperor.
Are you supposed to bow to the emperor?
You know, wave at the emperor. He might shoot you or something. You don't bow to him.
Maybe he can meet us at the truck stop. We'll
more free some. Meals. We need free meals.
Bring us a free meal to the truck stop.
That's our plan. If we go through the whole United States on a trip, maybe we could like make it through and not have to buy any meals if we stop at all of the listeners' homes, right?
So listeners to you are just means to get things. Is that what you're saying? These are our friends. These are people who invest.
Exactly. I would feed them if they came here.
Oh, brother.
I'm just saying. You come here, I'll feed you. I come there, you feed me.
And I went out to the emperor. Donaldson and the Haywoods, you light up my life, Debbie Boone.
You light up my life. You make me whole.
What?
You, I don't know.
You make me whole.
I'm making up the words. You carry on.
That is the worst song ever. Light up my it is a beating days. From the very first note to the very last. You know the guy who wrote that song was a sicko pervert that raped.
Yeah, you said that. He like raped girls and
71
stuff.
71-year-old guy.
What's girls going out with 71-year-old guy?
He also got an Oscar for the
what movie.
You Light Up My Life.
There was a movie called You Light Up My Life?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Debbie Boone sang it, but he wrote it.
Oh.
And then he did a movie and then...
Okay. Made all the money.
Made all the money and then he was 71 years women. Old and he was, raping women.
Hmm.
Date rape drug. Put the drug in their drink and...
It's a sad way to end your life.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, so she's not done.
They wouldn't even remember that.
She's not done, and we got 40 minutes here.
Oh. You're so vain, Carl Simon. And
you're so vain, you probably think the song is about you, don't you? You're singing it to me, of course I do.
And let's see. Oh, yeah, Disco Duck.
That doesn't count because it was intentionally cheesy.
It meant to be cheesy.
Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. I'm not sure if I said that.
Yeah, Ray you said
Stevens,
that. Yes.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Now, Rhinestone
is a Rhinestone Cowboy. Didn't they mean that to be kind of cheesy?
No.
I mean,
really.
Wasn't that on purpose? What was it? Was that in the movie Rhinestone Cowboy? Or was that
later. The Rhinestone Cowboy was made way later.
Okay. I think my
just called
sister
Rhinestone.
And brother
Dolly Parton,
in-law, yes.
And it was
we went
Sylvester
and saw that
Stallone.
Movie on Christmas night. Like, my family all went.
I'm sorry.
It was horrible.
It was Dolly Parton and
it was horrible.
Wait, no. It was Dolly Parton and Sylvester Stallone.
It was horrible.
What about that combination did you expect to be Oscar-winning material?
I was a teenager.
You're
and
going
they drug
to see a
me
movie
to this movie. I wanted to go see like
Dolly
some,
Parton.
I wanted
and
to
Sylvester
see the Breakfast Club.
Stallone called the Rhinestone Cowboy. Did you expect it to be Still Magnolias?
Well, that wasn't out yet.
Were you looking for Gone with the Wind?
No, I wanted to see Breakfast Club.
How high was the bar when you went to this thing?
I was a teenager and I didn't know anything about Dolly Parton then, other than that she sang country songs. And Sylvester Stallone was Rocky. That's all I knew. I didn't know stuff then.
I thought the movie was pretty good, considering.
I don't even remember what it's about now.
How low my bar was for it.
Oh, wait a minute. I think maybe it was Honky Tonk Man I'm thinking of.
Oh, my goodness. That was Clint Eastwood, and that was actually a good movie.
Roy Glenn Campbell. Now, pretty much any of those are extremely cheesy, but I
yes,
think Disco Duck has the cake and should be classified as number one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought I'd give you a call and help you all out. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
call
you
some
very
more.
Much.
Call
she
some more.
She sounded like a very nice lady.
She'll have to listen to a really long show to get to herself. I mean, can we not stop this madness?
Well, we will split it until I'll have part one, part two or something.
I think it was Honky Tonk Man, and I think I remember that movie being terrible.
Wasn't as bad as this. No, the Honky Tonk Man was good. It was Clint Eastwood. You wouldn't have liked it.
No.
It was very sad. I mean, it was basically based on him, the life of Hank Williams. The guy drinking himself to death.
And Paul liked it. The other night.
But they're very
this is
going to
be like
movies.
An hour-long show. Can we please stop the madness?
Very different, though. Rhinestone and Honky Tonk Man. Opposite ends.
What? I don't know. It was a long time ago. And they made me go. see St. Elmo's fire or something.
All of a sudden, I begin to change.
Quit looking at me like that.
St. Elmo's fire was horrible.
It was not. It was good. It's like 90210 for X generation people. 90210 was bad acting, and it was bad plot, and you know, it was fluff, right? But it's like, it just feels like coming home when you're a girl from my generation. It just is. It's just, you know, it's not good, but you can't help it. It's just comfortable. They all get together at the end of the day at the Peach Pit. Everything works out. It's all good. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly
horrible.
My point. I wasn't talking about that movie. I was talking about 90210.
Oh, sorry. But it was the same thing.
I know.
90210 was based on that movie.
Okay. Okay.
It was. I mean, it was gone for the exact same thing.
Are we done? Because seriously, at this point, I feel like I'm torturing people.
We're done. This is two shows.
John has given up. He's gone.
Did you hear me say this?
You're going to do two shows? Oh, okay. I'm done. Okay, let's keep going. You ready?
No.
Oh.
I'm tired of you sabotaging the show. You sabotaged two shows now.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be two.
It's going to be divided into two.
Oh. And you know what that is.
Did you just leprechaun pee on me? We're going to go have a pillow fight now with bricks. Somebody call 911.
Soon.
Spousal abuse is going on here.
I like a new shirt there you got. Is that from your mom?
Yes, it is. That's very nice. Shirt. They can't see nice this. Shirt. It's a very sexy shirt.
It's very pretty. It's like talking about pictures.
That's right.
Isn't it, John?
Very sexy. I'm very proud of this shirt. John, just imagine me, but sexy. And then you have this shirt.
There you go. You got it.
This shirt.
Mm-hmm. John's gone.
John's not gone.
He's not here anymore. He's gone. He's bored. We've bored him with our boring life.
Again, it's me and Faith talking about Disney. What did you expect? How hard was the bar? Okay? Did you come expecting the Jen and Dave show or something?
It's not what
you're not
going to
get that.
No, you're not.
You're going to get our mediocre little lives.
Yep, that's right. You know what I did today? Speaking of mediocre lives.
Oh, boy.
You know what I did today?
Should I answer?
Would you like to know?
I'm just gonna say on general basis of this conversation, no, I don't really want to know.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Tell me.
No.
You know why? I'm a glutton for punishment.
Well, other than cleaning our master bathroom and...
Wow. That's exciting.
I'm cleaning the
car.
Did
you clean up my penis in there?
I did clean... I did, actually. I did... Did you?
You people have filthy minds.
Did you look at the car?
I looked at the car. The car was also clean.
I think I lost 3 pounds in sweat.
Cleaning the car? You didn't drip any of that sweat in the car.
No, I tried to like catch it with my paper towel.
Good.
With Armor All on it.
It's good for your skin.
I'm sure it is. I bet you that's like anti-aging.
It is. Soak your face in Armor All.
Moisturizing.
It'll kill you, but it's beautiful skin.
It'll be nice and shiny.
In the casket.
Yeah, you'll be clean. Yeah, yeah, you told me that it was dirty, and I was sick of hearing it, so I cleaned it.
Thank you.
And I about sweat to death and died, but I did it for you. That's how much I love you. Just saying.
You can't just leprechaun pee on somebody and then tell them that I tell them how much I love you.
It is. It is, because I would have, you know, that's my chaos. So,
okay.
But I thought Brad would really appreciate this. And so when he comes home, I'm going to say, go look at the car. And he'll be really excited. And he'll be like, oh, look at what you did. And I didn't pay somebody $35 to do it.
That's right.
I did it myself.
I'm impressed. So
I always do a better job myself. You didn't know that I'd done it myself. I told you I did it myself.
I fucking began, yeah.
Yes, I did. Do it myself. Makes it better. We always clean it better than they do anyway.
Yes. Well, if you go pay a detailer.
Well, I mean, you do it better than I do, but I still do better than they do.
Yes. Well, you have to go pay a detailer if you really want it done right.
Right.
And
but
it's
even
much too expensive to do that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's much better.
I've never had that done because I have you.
Because
I have you, so why should I pay a detailer?
I should charge to detail people's cars.
You should, man.
I'm a good detailer.
You are out of control.
He does. I just know when it's clean.
He has a Q-tip, and he like goes through the little crevices, and he like gets.
There's dirt in there.
There is. There is. Not anymore, but there was.
There was.
Okay, are we done now? Because I think like it's been two really long shows now.
Good grief, you're killing me.
God,
what is this? If we're bored with the show, you expect them to have any interest in it?
This is Napoleon Dynamite.
Gosh, my lips hurt real bad. If y'all haven't seen Napoleon Dynamite, what is wrong with you?
They have to taste.
Watch the movie. Napoleon Dynamite is
hold out till they kill the cow, and then it gets funny.
Yep.
You got to hold out until they kill the cow, then it's funny.
Then it gets fun.
You got to make it to that point.
Until that point, it's the dumbest movie you've ever seen.
And you think, what am I doing? Faith and Brad are dumb.
That's still true.
However, the movie gets funny after that.
Yeah.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.